up and blow away.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. As you know, this is the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the second to last hour you're listening to before Tuesday. Yes, actually it is. Wow, I don't know what anything is anymore. But anyway, I hope you guys are having a wonderful night. We start with the metric of the week. We actually did something that's not fantasies or Out of Doubt or Live It Out for once. Go us. We did Grow Up and Blow Away by Metric. which is the title track for the album, Grow Up and Blow Away. A bit of metric lore for any of you guys. This was actually supposed to be their first album, or at least like their first full length, and as actually made before Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? But the record label's like, no, this isn't the sound you've been cultivating. And then they're like, okay. Then they made Old World Underground and then released this one. This would be their third release. They do it after Live It Out came out in 2007. Definitely still, I mean, I can see where they were coming from. It's absolutely very different from their rock and grunge style, but actually is really good. I think it's a, like, there's a solo act that Emily Haynes, the lead singer, does called Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton. She does very beautiful, poetic music, but it's definitely a lot more down-tempo, I'd say, than what you'd get out of Metric. And I think probably Grow Up and Blow Away, I think, is a good bridge between the two. I think after this, she would start releasing her own solo stuff, which is really great if you want to check it out. I don't play it all that much, but you might enjoy it. I like it too. It's just definitely, I'm rarely in the mood for it because it's, I don't want to call it depressing, but boy, it's a little depressing. But not in like an emo way, you know? Anyway, we got some great songs coming up for you. Just me tonight. We've had a lot of guests lately, and it's always nice to have people on here, show off their stuff, you know, come on radio. But I will admit, it's also really fun, just kind of showing off everything I've been listening to for the past couple weeks. I hope you guys enjoy. Our first kind of core of songs is definitely going to be a blast from the past. And it's going to be basically, I am going to regress a little. And anyone my age will know what I'm talking about when you hear these next two songs. I'm actually kind of excited for this. We're going to be acting cool after this, but like, look, for the next two songs, just humor me. I hope you guys enjoy, and I will see you later.
I got my sights set on you, and I'm ready to wait. I have a heart that will never be tamed. I knew you were something special when you spoke my name. Now I can't wait to see you again. I've got a way you know when something is right.
like I'm walking on broken glass, like my world's spinning in slow motion, and you're moving too fast.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the last core of songs. Okay, so the first one was Miley Cyrus's See You Again from the double CD, double album, Hannah Montana 2, Meet Miley Cyrus. It came out in 2007, and boy, does it feel like it, and I love every bit of it. This is, like, my favorite song, that whole album. I actually didn't really watch much Disney as a kid. I like Nickelodeon. I like Cartoon Network. I may have watched, like, a little Dave the Barbarian, but that was about it. I didn't really watch Hannah Montana, but boy, did I love these two albums. They were amazing, especially this song. This is like a bop and a half, and Miley Cyrus did not need to go this hard. As we all know, Miley Cyrus is, like, kind of... You know, she's evolved over the years. She's still in the pop world, I guess. But, you know, she had bangers, Miley Cyrus and her dead pets, whatever Malibu was. And now there's, like, a new song that came on, like, the pop stations once, and I already forgot about it. She's still around. I think that she did the best she could from child country Disney star to where she is now. You know, public rebellious phase. We all get it. But this is actually, like, a great song to check back on. And then next was Ally and AJ with Chemicals React Remix, from the release in, album Insomniatic. The original song came out in 2005, and I explicitly remember dancing to this on, like, going on demand and picking on, like, music choice music videos for, like, kids. And I loved this song so much. I think I played it, like, 100 times, and I loved it. Rediscovered it recently, and it feels fresh, I guess, when you put a song in the cooler for, like, 14 years. You'd hope it got fresh again, but oh, it's wonderful. It's very 2000s. The gothic font and the kind of, like, color palette feels like pre-Twilight. And I think Twilight would probably come out like a year or two after this, like the second release, the remix one. And oh, it feels like it. And I love every bit of it. We're going to be moving on to a little bit of kind of synth wave, kind of a combo cancel a little bit, but this one's song's really fun. I hope you guys enjoy, and I will see you later.
It's a beautiful evening here as we get ready to start the race. The drivers are at the line, and it looks like we're almost set. Racers, start your engines.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First one was Twerp with Phantom Racer featuring the Proto Men from their album Together Through Time. I believe it's their most recent one to date. You probably might know them. They had like a kind of viral video, Starlight Brigade featuring Dan Avidan, but I hadn't really didn't really remember them. And they are a Canadian rock band. And I just really want to note some of these. They all have like these great pseudonyms, like Bombustron and Lord Phobos and Stone Lachismo. This might be their real names, but I'm going to go on a limb and think these are nom de plumes, but it doesn't make it any less amazing. They just like, I just love this song so much. It's just totally like space race, totally like 80s, but of course it's not from the 80s, so it's like what people think the 80s are. To follow up, we have ML Rottmeyer with Light State, which is just a single. ML Rottmeyer, I don't know too much about him. But they're just a synthwave artist from UK. Really great music if you want to check it out. I think I've played, Momentum or from one of their newest EPs. But it's such a, it's just really great. If you like this kind of music, you should really check out their Bandcamp. You can buy, not to say this is an advertisement, I just really like the band. No one told me to say this, but you can get like the digital discography for like half off, as Bandcamp does, if you're interested in supporting the artist. And of course, you can probably find the Bandcamps of everyone or iTunes or wherever. You should just support your artists because they're wonderful, and we wouldn't have, you know, Lounge Music without them. So yeah, go on their Bandcamp, iTunes, Spotify, whatever, go buy their music. That's the mini PSA, but I actually have to read a real PSA, guys. Yeah, we're getting official around here. I get to read a PSA. I never do this. It's actually kind of a lot of pressure because, like, you know, often, like, you know, I promise this is not always about this, but I've been have people, and you know, it's always so fun to like for them to read PSAs. But now, guess what? I'm doing it now, and I can't be stopped. Of course, I technically can be, but I may or may not can be stopped. It's fine. Okay, how about? Oh, this one's pretty good. This is. Oh, this one I feel like should just be for me, honestly. Why not cover up your computer camera? If you have a computer camera with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. This is true. I mean, yeah, people can hijack your camera. Or, like, you can just, like, leave it on accidentally, and you don't want to do that. One thing that you can also get, and often, like, if you go to any career fair ever or any event that has networking and tables with people dressed smartly, often they give these out for free. I actually got one for free from a tech company that I was like thinking of applying for back in the day, that like had like was like a little sliding door that you put on top of your camera so you can just slide it over when you're not using it. And I don't know, it's nice peace of mind if you have your like laptop open. Like, I don't know, sometimes there is something disconcerting about the camera just staring blankly back at you. So if that's something you care about, yeah, totally cover it up. I wonder if I should do one more. Hey, no one can... Oh, this is actually important. Well, not to say the other one wasn't, but I need to do this. I am local, and anyone who is local will also understand this. Annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport. Someone wrote in pencil, no, and I obviously don't live here. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Boy, ever since like high school, this has been an issue. I've seen flyers in my neighborhood. We get so much noise, and they fly like some of these airplanes fly so low, like you could probably see like someone sleeping up in like the, not really, but like you can see like windows, like, you know, sometimes it's actually like kind of terrible, and you can hear the like airplanes from like your house. I once put in a complaint with Massport, and I got like a giant just like 8-page thing on the flight patterns where it happened in the mail about 2 weeks later, and I just was very confused. Anyway, if you care about this, anyone who is a community listener will probably empathize. Even if you want, if you're affected by this, please put in your notice. Every bit helps. I sometimes think they should just move the airport down to like Foxborough or something. I don't think it's a very smart idea to like put a major world city airport in the actual world city. Like, no one else does this, but we do. Somehow we do. We don't have a civil engineer anywhere in here, I guess, but okay. Anyway, that's it from me. We have more music, I promise. I'm not going to just talk about airlines. I have some more instrumentals coming up, basically. Tiny bit of breakbeat. But I hope you guys enjoy. I will be back soon. Or will I? Ba-ba-ba. Enjoyed the last two songs. First one was the Daruti Column with Requiem Again from their last, I think this would be their last album, even for those from the 80s. Vinnie Riley, listened to some of this album on my walk, and I think this was my favorite track from there. Next was TV Girl with Every Stupid Actress from the album Death of a Party Girl. This song's interesting. I really like it for its sampling and its kind of breakbeat record scratching. You don't really hear too much of that a lot. And I thought that was kind of interesting. It's labeled as a pop band, and I'm not... I don't know about that one. I don't know where to put it, but I don't know if I want to put it in alt-pop. I don't know if I want to put it in pop. But yeah, there's some music. We've got some vaporwave coming up. Well, actually, I'd say maybe more future funky. We're going to find out together, and we're all going to find out. Hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back. Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. That was first 18 Karat Affair, Love You Like Before, from the album Spent Passions 2. Really great kind of vaporwavy-like artist. Next one was Supernatural by Fiber from the album Fiber 2014 to 2016. Now we're coming close to one of the last cores of songs, but I have to admit, I think this one song goes out to a very special poodle in my life. When I heard this song at work, I kind of went, oh gosh, this needs to be heard by more people. I don't know if anyone's ready for this, but I sure am. I hope you all enjoy.
He's not toy. She's not toy.
Brown.
They look like toy.
Usually brown.
Poodles. He has honest heart. She has lovely heart. And then look like toy. Poodles.
Three, two, one.
Well, I hope you enjoyed. Okay, the first one. Okay, I was so happy when I found this. It's from this Japanese band called Tall Wings, called Poodles, from their title album, artist album. And oh gosh, I love every bit of this. They really nail the poodle, including like lines like "Heart of glass poodles, they're not toy." I love this song so much. The next one was I know that it's in Russian, but it's hard to say. Yes, they're from Russia. Good. No, maybe. I can't figure. Everything's in Russian. I'm scared. Okay, no. Yeah, I found it. Okay, so this is Utro. It's in Cyrillic, but it's Nezna Komaya Sila, meaning unfamiliar force, from their first album. It is literally called First Album. And, okay. this is just a really nice little piece I found today. It's just good. But anyway, we're coming to the twilight of the Small Cactus Radio Hour with DJ Tolstoy. I think I've got one more song before the familiar forces of bed and food call me forth back to wherever I came from. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. If you're enjoying winter break still, please enjoy it. If you are a working person, or both of the above, me, you know, get good sleep, kill it this week. If you're couch potato the best you can. The Small Cactus Radio Hour doesn't judge. Never will. But anyway, have a wonderful week, guys. And we will see you on the flip side. See you next week.